What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Wow! Thank you all for your support of WERU during last week's fund drive. Wow! Thank you so much. Today is Castine's Wilson Museum's Artisan Market, an event designed to celebrate and support local craftspeople while building on the museum's century-long legacy. The market takes place today from 10 to 5 p.m. on the lawn of the museum's Hutchins Education Center. In addition to the market, the event will feature the Wilson Museum Community Picnic. Food trucks will be on site, and fresh bread from the museum's outdoor oven will be available for sampling from noon to 2. You could also bring your own picnic lunch to enjoy on the waterfront lawn. That's in Castine today until 5. Also today, the Jonathan Fisher House has its Antiques Show fundraiser at the Blue Hill Fairgrounds. That's going on until 2 p.m. This popular fundraiser is an old-fashioned outdoor show featuring over 30 antiques dealers from around Maine and northern New England, specialties for every taste from early American to mid-century modern, including art and decorative items. If that's not quite the right fit for you, head over to the George Stevens Academy for their fundraising arts and antiques show, also with about 30 dealers. 30 must be the magic number of booths at an art and antique show. That's happening at George Stevens Academy today until 5, so come to Blue Hill for 2 arts and antique shows. The Bar Harbor Historical Society is sponsoring a series of dramatic readings with local actors presenting the secret lives of 4 main writers through an exploration of their own writings about their same-sex relationships, including letters, poems, and memoirs. The readings celebrate Maine history and culture and broaden understanding of some of Maine's most famous authors. This is the first of the 4-part dramatic reading series, and it focuses on the life of Sarah Orne Jewett. The event starts Tuesday, August 19th, 4:30 p.m. at the Bar Harbor Historical Society. For more details, and to see who else was living a secret life, go to barharborhistorical.org. Later on Tuesday, the 19th, at 7 p.m., you can join Judith Sloan and Warren Layer as they read and perform from their books, featuring stories of immigration, refuge, war and peace, and finding home and sanity in an out-of-balance world. Sloan and Layer are co-founders of Earsay, a nonprofit dedicated to nurturing and portraying stories of uncelebrated individuals. Over the past 25 years, they've been creating and producing multimedia projects, traveling throughout the U.S. and abroad, theaters, libraries, universities, festivals, and prisons. On Tuesday, the 19th, at 7 p.m., you can hear them at the Blue Hill Public Library. Want to know more? Earsay.org, E-A-R-S-A-Y. Or maybe your Tuesday night should look completely different. Have you got a song you wrote that needs to see the light of day? Head over to Bangor's 2 Feet Brewing for their Songwriters Open Mic from 5 to 8 p.m. They'll set up a mic and you'll get 15 minutes. Is this week too soon? Or do you have out-of-town, non-song appreciating guests staying with you? Don't worry. Songwriters Open Mic happens every Tuesday night, 5 to 8 p.m. at 2 Feet Brewing in Bangor. Okay, you poets. Wednesday night is your night to shine. The Sedgwick Library is hosting Poetry Night. It's Wednesday the 20th, 6 p.m. Bring a favorite poem, original or otherwise, you do you. All are welcome to share. It even says, we do not discriminate against limericks. Planning ahead for next weekend, Thomaston Public Library is hosting the Maine Book Festival on Saturday, August 23rd. This year's theme is Woods and Waters. If you're a Maine guide, a Maine game warden, a forester, a park ranger, or an outdoor professional, and you wear your uniform or patches, you'll get a special prize. For more information about the festival, mainebookfestival.com. Also next weekend, Maine artists will hold an outdoor exhibit, Gallery on the Green Festival, in downtown Southwest Harbor. Again, that's happening next weekend, August 23rd and 24th. Who did I run into at the grocery store but Ross Gallagher? Infinite Blues, our theme music, is from his album Neon Night. Ross is a bassist who grew up in East Blue Hill, currently lives between Bath and Brooklyn with a Y, New York, where he works with a wide variety of musical artists. Maybe you'll be lucky enough to see him or hear him sometime soon. I know the marathon of summer is getting to you, but keep squeezing all the summer juiciness out of it you can. It'll be over all too soon. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street? ¶¶